Hello, everyone. Larry McCarron, along with head coach Mike McCarthy. Mike, thanks for the time. And the combine in full swing today with position groups on the field and so forth. As the head coach, what do you take out of, what do you get out of the combine?
You know, really the video over the years has really improved so much. So the on-the-field work is something that you can go back and watch on the video. I mean, I, personally, what I watch is the interaction of the players in their groups, and I know, you know, as time has gone on throughout the combine years, you know, like Alonzo Highsmith always worked with a running back group. So I think that interaction and getting to, you know, see the that type of stuff that you can't see on video is probably the biggest part you get out of it. Because, you know, right now, you know, someone runs a 40 and the whole world knows what he's running. So it's not as you know, immediate as far as the information of how are they performing, because you have so much time to go back and look at the video, plus, you know, just with the TV and the exposure that this event now produces, it's all instant to you. You know, you just sit there and watch TV and see how a guy runs. But it's more about the interaction and the interviews is the biggest thing I get from the combine experience.
Mike, there's talk that the NFL is going to review the combine, and they're looking at changes, even something like the time-honored 40-yard dash for linemen and so forth. What's your take on that?
I'm for it. I think anytime you look at the evaluation process, you can improve the process. I know why they do it, and I think that the tradition of it is important because everybody wants to do comparables over time. But at the same breath, the game is changing, and I think you can tailor it definitely more to what the individual needs to do and what – you know, what is necessary, because, you know, just the obvious with the offensive lineman running 40 yards, that's, you know, how many times do you run 40 yards there? So
not often.
Yeah, exactly. So,
slowly, too.
And it's not really important to the evaluation process.
Mike, a couple times this offseason already, you've mentioned the fact to really have a passing game that's humming, you need a big target that can stress the defense over the middle. Now, the presumed return of Jordy Nelson healthy, does that solve that issue for you?
Well, no, absolutely. It's definitely one of them. I mean, I just look at the way Jordy's played the last couple of years and the opportunities he's had in the slot. So that's definitely part of the formula. But, you know, you like anything in our game, you want more than one. So you want as many, you know, those body types that can win down the middle of the field. And also it's important to have the ability to win outside of numbers, you know, especially with Aaron. Aaron has you know, great confidence and timing, and particularly with the route running of our receiver group. The ability to win outside of numbers is important. But to me, the starting point of a successful passing game is winning down the middle of the field.
Mike, the way you structured the coaching staff for last season, one of your aims was to increase the balance on the football team. And certainly you took steps in the right direction on defense and special teams. Now that you're going back to a situation where you're spending more time with the offense, are you confident that balance and the upward trend there will continue?
Definitely. I mean, it's you know, we're like no other operation. It's about job responsibility and make sure the time management is efficient for everybody to get the job done. So, you know, being on defense and special teams it's really helped me. It's made me a better head coach. That from the experience last year, and you know, those lessons will be applied to how we move forward. So I think it'll be a lot easier for me to jump in and out of those rooms than in prior years, just being involved at the level that I was involved at last year. So yeah, I'm, you know, it's something that you learn from. Anytime you change your job description, it's an opportunity for, you know, you do it for a reason. But also, I know personally, I learned a lot.
Mike, yesterday you mentioned that Eddie Lacy was consulting with Tony Horton of P90X fame. Have you seen him on TV? He might kill Eddie. I mean, that is serious business.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really involved in the specifics of it, but I know Eddie is part of a workout program right now. So it's just good to see Eddie, you know, addressing the things that he needs to address.
Final thing for you, Mike. Yesterday you also said, hey, we might shock the world in free agency. Were you just kidding, or were you serious? What's the deal with that?
Well, I think the key word in there is maybe. So this is the time of year. Hey, everybody gets excited about improving as a football team. we've always stayed with the approach of, you know, it's important to sign your own free agents back. To me, that's the number one priority. And then whatever happens after that is definitely a benefit. So I know our personnel department is diligent into the process. You know, this is a big week down here. A lot of conversation between, you know, the personnel people and the agents. So free agency is in full swing. I know it technically doesn't start yet, but it's definitely started.
Mike McCarthy and Larry McCarron for Packers.com.